podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Well, a twit to woo to you. Hello, and welcome back to the second half of term. Yeah, how was your half term? How was your hiatus? How was your hiatus hernia? That's a thing, isn't it? The word hiatus really attaches itself readily to the word hernia. I feel bad for hiatus there. So whatever you've been up to, whether it's listening to other podcasts, a bit rude, or just enjoying the sound of your kids playing Minecraft very loudly in the background. I don't know if you can hear that. Guys, you having a good Minecraft? Electric banter there with the little ones. What good? Whatever you've been up to. I'm just checking you're okay. I'm doing some parenting. I should really get them on the show, but of course they haven't got Amazon accounts. Should we get on with the show? I think I should. So today, Poppy Hillstead, absolutely wonderful. She's fantastic. If you enjoy this episode, here's my new strategy, right? This is what I'm going for, okay? This is my plan this week. If you enjoy the show, can you do me a favour and tell a friend? That's what I'm asking you to do. Tell a friend and let them know you enjoyed it and get them to listen to it as well, because that feels like it might be quite an effective way of getting more listeners. Okay. Thanks, guys. Thanks in advance. Enjoy this episode. Oh, and by the way, I've recorded an episode today with just an absolute legend. I'll tell you who it is at the end. Ha, ha, ha. Now you've got to listen to the end. And I will drop in and reveal who I can now reveal is coming on my Mateboard Toaster. I've been very umming and ahhing about telling anyone because in case he flaked out and didn't want to do it. But he's done it. It's on tape. And that will be coming out in a couple of weeks' time. I'll tell you who that person is after you've enjoyed today's episode of My Mateboard Toaster.
Should I just let you look free then?
That's it. Basically, yeah. You just sit there. Sit back and relax.
I'm going to have a tea.
Right, exactly. Mm. Relax and imagine you are at some sort of shop-shaming spa therapy treatment scenario. Right? This is a flotation tank, but okay. There's sort of turds of purchases floating around.
There's so many turds.
So many turds.
So many turds in my Amazon life.
So many. But do you know what? It's interesting, Poppy Hillstead. And by the way, I should probably do an introduction, shouldn't I? Hello and welcome to My Mate Bought a Toaster. And my guest this week is the fabulous, fabulous Poppy Hillstead, who is, I mean, amongst other things, filmmaker, illustrator, animator, actor, podcaster, and from Lincolnshire. All of those are funny.
Yeah.
All of those are funny. But also, you are very rewarding when I have a Google of you, because also there's Poppy Hills Golf Course. Do you know about this?
Oh, I don't know about that.
So
cool.
I had a little... You've got a similar thing to me, because there's a yeah. Tom Price in America who is a terrible Republican senator.
Oh, right.
So,
okay.
So you are tainted by a weird kind of American Google history.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. I've got kind of like an object name, haven't
yeah,
I?
So,
like
yeah.
Poppy and Hill.
Yeah, exactly. Poppy and Hill. Yeah, Poppy Hill. A moment's silence. Why have you named your house Poppy Hill? Because of the silence every November. There's Poppy Hills Golf Course in California. 4.6 on Google.
Looks
like a great place to golf. Just in case you want it, you could probably get a discount with your name. That's all.
Yeah, could. I mean, I've got a stead on the end. Hillstead means hill house, apparently. So I'm just Poppy Hill House. Oh. Flower. House on a hill.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Origins go. Of the name. So here's the interesting thing about Poppy Hill House, as we're now going to call it. Not much happens in your Amazon account. As I'm browsing through, by the way, while we have this electric banter.
Yeah.
And for the first good chunk of time, like 2010, you join Amazon.
Right. I'm so nervous. I'm sweating.
Excellent.
Why?
Good. Bring the dread. This is the beginning of the spa treatment. This is cleaning your pores.
Yeah. To sweat push. Out the toxins. Yeah.
That's it. Exactly. We're sweating out these shop toxins. But nothing bad happens for a good while. 10, 11, 12, nothing 13, 14, 15. You don't buy anything. There's no orders placed. So did you have some sort of... have you got a different Amazon account you're not revealing to us today? Or have you just had Amazon in a kind of... Like when people go on Twitter just to watch the tweets. Is that what you were doing?
I think I must have been too poor to buy anything for ages. Okay. Genuinely probably the issue. Just like I can't treat myself. I was window shopping. I reckon the most window shopping on Amazon and never getting anything. But
you were just there for the browsing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a look.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, obviously things started to pick up in 2018 because you treated yourself over the year to 8 orders. So some kind of lottery was won.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. When was that?
So, 2018, over the course of the year, I mean, the first ever thing you finally buy something on Amazon on the 30th of September, 2018.
My birthday. What did I get for my birthday?
Oh, mate, it's your birthday. This is beautiful. This is adorable. You've saved up £7.14. Well done. You've got yourself a Kindle edition.
Oh, of what?
The Ghost in the Shell, Volume 2.
Yes, happy birthday to me. Not hardback, digital.
Well, no, just a digital edition. It's gone up in price now. It's gone up to £12.89. This is Motoko Aramaki. It's a hyper-advanced cyborg, a counter-terrorist net security expert heading the investigative department of the giant multinational Poseidon Industrial. It sounds fantastic.
It's great.
Yeah. It's a comic, right? Or am I allowed to call it comics, or is that offensive?
Yeah, it's a comic. I'd say that it's very, very complicated to the point where, like, stuff will happen in it and then you kind of need to refer to the back of it to check what it actually means. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, someone will just suddenly start bleeding, like, green blood, and you're like, yes. Okay, I don't know why. And then you look in the back and it's like, oh, there's some really complicated thing. But basically, it's so complicated. I just look at the pictures. There's some boobs in it.
Great.
Yeah, it's very, very good. It's just that particular, is it the second one? That volume
This volume two, yeah, yeah. Volume two. It's about this character, Motoko, who's a fusion of multiple entities and identities, deploying remotely controlled prosthetic humanoid surrogates around the globe to investigate a series of bizarre incidents. I mean, what about that says complicated?
Yeah, I know, nothing, yeah. I should have been able to, yeah. That's children's book, isn't it? Like,
Should be easy peasy. I'm a big fan of, you know, you say glancing back in a book. I'm a huge fan of glancing back in a book. I really like it when there's a menu of characters at the beginning.
Yep, menu, yeah.
I think it's important. And I think also, I mean, obviously you can't do this because you're reading it on a Kindle.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed to say, and this looks like, this is the sort of thing like a mad old man living in a shed would do. Yeah. I might write a few notes on a book just to jog the old memory banks.
That would be really good with this one, to be like, you know, they bleed green because of the, you know, the, I don't know, some kind of weird character, alien character. I could have written that down on that, but...
Yeah.
He knows I might have a Kindle that's got loads of like biro scratches all over it. That's like tits on page 5.
That's the note. Yeah. I have done that with a Kindle before. I've been reading a Kindle and thought, oh, there's a bit of dust or a bit of cake, usually in my case, on this page, but it's okay. It's okay because I'm going to turn the page in a minute.
Yeah, and it'll go away. It'll digitally disappear.
we're living in a kind of digitally confused time. The other one I've done, you must have done this, when I'm reading an analog paper book, I found myself glancing at the top of the paper to see what the time is.
Oh, God. You know what? Something horrible that happened. I was on Photoshop for like about a month solid trying to like, I used to work as an animator. So, still do animation and stuff, but I'm so used to pressing Control and Z.
Yes.
I felt my hands do that when I was writing in biro once, like I could just disappear. It's all right. I just did. And then like, oh no, like maybe I want to be like this woman in the Ghost in the Shell book. I'd love to merge with like the internet and be a digital, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Digital woman.
Yeah. So not so much undo, because Control Z is undo. You want to like redo, go in deeper.
Yeah, go in deeper. Yeah. Why not?
Would you do that thing in Years and Years? Did you watch the Russell T. Davis TV show a couple of years ago called Years and Years?
I didn't.
And there was a character in that who she basically merged with the internet.
Oh, really? Mm. That's what Motoko, what Ghost in the Shell woman is. She's merged. That's what I want to do. How can you sort this out any way?
My worry is I'd try and do it and I'd just end up in a fucking WhatsApp group about dog walkers. Do you know what I mean?
Your whole body, your whole like entity Yeah. It's just trapped in...
I'd try and enter the internet so I could end up, you know, roaming around the wilds of the dark web. And I'd just end up on a WhatsApp chat about someone's birthday party or something.
Trapped in there for eternity.
Eternity!
That's hell, isn't it? So true.
I'm fascinated about it. So you were a graphic designer for how long? Or you obviously you still do it, but how long was that going on with you thinking, I need to do other stuff?
Do you know what? Can I just shut this door? You can leave this in if you want.
Yeah, no, I will, absolutely.
One second.
Poppy Hill said warts and all. This is what she does. This is the person.
One sec.
Lovely door shutting there, coming back. Oh, there it was. Yeah.
Did you hear me shutting all those doors?
And it was really useful because I can clip all that audio and use it for various other, you know, radio shows I'm doing.
Yeah, you can. People like walking out and slamming the door and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Create some drama.
Where'd you get that Foley from? Oh, that was Poppy Hilstead's closing the door. I mean, were you closing the door because there's someone in the next room and you don't want them to hear the truth about your history as a graphic designer?
I think both, yeah. I think just like in my mind, I was like, I know this is really sick, right? There's a door shut near me, but I know there's a door open on the other side of it, which is just nuts, isn't it? That I'm just like, oh, I need to shut that door.
is that for silence or just a kind of a mild OCD thing?
Mild OCD, I think, is happening. Okay. I don't know what's happening there. But no, I'm just like, everything has to be shut. What were you asking me? Oh, about my graphic designer.
Yeah, graphic design.
Yeah, so. I did. What was it? Always drawing grown up. And then I think I joined an illustration agency when I was like 15.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, do you know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, ready for some fun drawing and stuff. And then I did some stuff for Yakult. So I had to draw loads of like, what do you call it? Guts Bifid, and stuff.
Did you draw some bifidus digestivum?
I did.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a party skill, isn't it? That's a party trick. Gather around, guys. Poppy does the best bifidus digestivum.
I did some, some internal organs for them. And then I moved to London and then I worked as an animator for ages, just doing stuff. So there you go.
Okay. No, I love that. I love that. So... 2018, Poppy. You've drawn your way to London. You keep doing those sketches, Poppy. You'll get to the big smoke one day, and you can draw innards in London.
Yeah, that was my dream. What is it? 2018, isn't it? I don't know what was it. Was that 10 years? That was no, it wasn't 10 years ago.
2018 is not 10 years ago. No, it's 2021. The time of recording this. As 3 years ago. No, but to be fair, the lockdown has made this trickier, keeping track of the years. But also, the last 5-10 years for me, I haven't got a clue what I was doing where and when. It's all a mess.
I've been in London for years at this point, I think. I don't actually know. I think I've been in London for about 8 years or something. Oh, no, I think I've been in London 7 years. There you go.
You can usually tell by just giving you... a couple of good coughs and you can that's 20 years of diesel particulates right
when I there. When I moved to London I was very fascinated by the fact I'd get like black snot in my nose. Have you ever had that or have you always been London?
No, I moved to London a week after 9/11, in fact.
My God.
Started doing stand-up then.
You thought the world needs some laughter. Yeah.
What this world needs is a posh man from South Wales making wry observations about being ginger. And they didn't, turns out. But I was told about the black bogeys and I never got black bogeys.
I feel
robbed, mate. Genuinely. What, did you get them?
Yeah, I can give you some if you want. I've still got some now, yeah. Should I pop that in a little like letter? Just some black snot.
Send them over. That'd be great. If you could address it to my wife rather than me, that'd be ideal. That'd be cool. And I can be like, oh, it's a podcast thing. Someone's giving them away for free. All right. So 2018, you've had black snot for a while.
Sure.
Late September, you've spent £30 on A Game of Thrones. The Story Continues, books 1-5. Come on.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did I? I've never read them. Did I really do that?
You bloody bought them, and your return window unfortunately closed in October 2018, which, as you know, is 10 years ago. famously. Yes,
people listening must be like, "Gosh, she's a ultra geek." I'm not. Oh. I just like Ghost in the Shell and then Game of Thrones. I do like it, but I never know. What did I buy it on? Hardback.
It seems that you've bought it on Kindle. Listen, here's the news. Hey, you've bought it on Kindle. You own it. It's available on your Kindle apps and devices right now.
I don't know where my Kindle is.
Oh, come on.
I got all this stuff on it and I've just got no idea. Can I resell them? You can't.
Not off a Kindle,
you?
No. You can't do that. You can't send someone a USB stick.
Secondhand digital book.
Yeah, digital book with a brand new bogey smeared across it. You can't do that. Have you never read them? They are absolutely fucking brilliant.
Are they? I tried, but my attention span is like, you know, it doesn't last more than a few seconds. So I must have tried, but I don't remember doing it on a Kindle. Let me see if I've got it. Yeah, I don't even know.
I can tell you have because I'm looking at it now. It says you own it. You don't.
Would I have sent it to someone else?
No, you can't do that with the Kindle.
I don't know.
You could have forwarded it on, but it's probably got copyright protection on it. It's your stop trying to palm off George R. R. Martin. He will not be palmed off. And also, enjoyably, I'm trying to have a chat about George R. R. Martin. You're just in this weird denial.
I'm just like, no, I've not. It's not in this house. I ain't got any of them.
This is becoming like a sort of we're in court.
I'm sweating.
Your Honour, you've bought it. I can see it. It's here, black and white.
Do you know what I'm worried about? Like, what if there's, like, been a murder or something and then through this podcast it like, implicates me? Do you know what I mean? If they're like, oh, there was, you know, a Kindle left here and somebody had been...
Or
the guy's dead, yeah.
You murdered someone by carving one of the flag emblems from Game of Thrones onto someone's back that you could only have got from reading the book, and then you'd say in court, no, I never read the book, and then I'd come charging in to court.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, slam, listen to this, mate.
There you go, look at that, look at her Amazon history. And look, she's read, Ghost in the Shell, Volume 2 as well.
Can you imagine if a podcast becomes evidence? In fact, that was almost a strand of plot in Line of Duty, a podcast becoming evidence.
Oh, really?
We could become, as podcasters, Poppy, we could be relevant.
We really could be. I'm wondering if I've spoken to some murderers and stuff on my podcast. I could have easily done. I've got absolutely no idea.
We should explain your wonderful podcast. When she says, have I spoken to murderers? This isn't some sort of daytime book club podcast. You do a brilliant podcast. Well, why don't you tell us what it's called, seeing as it's, you know, your podcast?
Basically, it's called Poppy Hillstead Has Entered the Chat. And I go into chat rooms and I have real conversations with real people, and then me and guests reenact the conversations for the listeners at home. And it gets, I've basically just spent the last, it's over a year now, just constantly in disgusting chat rooms. Like, what have I been in? Balloon fetish.
Oh, wow.
Scat. Can I say scat on this podcast?
As in Scatman, people like Mr. Scatman.
Yeah, Mr. Scatman.
Off of the 90s.
Yeah.
Skibidi-bidi-bidi-bidi-bidi-bob, there's some pool.
Can I say, babe? What else have I done? Fishing chat rooms.
Oh, yeah.
Spoken to some doctors. Yeah.
People who are aroused by fishing.
People that are just really into it. They might be aroused. They're still pretty, no matter what chat room I go into, people are usually quite like horny for some reason.
Imagine if fishing was for people who do it incredibly arousing, but they never told us.
And it probably is.
Think of all the times you've walked past someone, you're maybe on a walk in the countryside and someone's fishing.
Yeah.
And you don't realise they're just in this priapic state of...
When's the climax? When they like pull the fish out of the water and it like flaps around.
It's the hook, isn't it? It's the hook going in. So 20th of November 2018, £19.87, you have bought for Amber Carter. Are we allowed to name names on this thing? Would you like me to step away from the public shaming of Amber?
Oh, yeah. No, you can say about Amber. Yeah, what did I buy her?
You've bought Amber some marker pens, some Mengma black twin markers, broad and fine point tip graphic marker pens. You bought someone some pens because pens are our friends.
Pens are our friends. And that is, I bought a child some pens.
Oh, that's a lovely.
Child, yeah.
What? Yeah.
That's my best friend's niece. And I can't remember, I think she, oh, I know what she did. I was filming something and I made her sit outside the job centre with a tinny, with like a Carlsberg tin. And was like, don't drink it, Ember, don't, but could you just, this is probably not right. But then I paid her with pens. Do you know what I mean? Like, thanks, Ember, for the other day.
thanks for pretending to drink alcohol on screen. Here's a lovely pen. All I'm doing is giving her back her childhood, which I robbed from her by making her look like an alcoholic.
That's like, it's so like, basic and obvious what I've done, isn't it? Like, I better make her more of a child again. Buy her some like, magic markers.
That's amazing. So that is the currency for children when you have to apologise to them for using them on TV shows to make them look like alkies. So was this a film you were making or a TV?
It was like a little short, like, I'm doing like a web series thing, say, that it was like a kind of test bit for that. So I will use the footage.
I was going to say, always recast the child. Really double down on the damage.
Yeah. Oh, you know, you just hadn't got it, Amber. You hadn't got that spark, so.
Also, can I have my pens back? Because we're not using you. The pens were royalties, so. Brutal. Horrible. She's got to learn.
She was great. And she's great at drawing as well, so I sent her some pens. There you go. Yeah.
When did you flip over into making stuff rather than just doing the drawing? When did you decide you were going to take this creativity and put it on camera?
What animation wise or what do you mean? Well, like comedy stuff?
Yeah, the comedy stuff, the fact that you've got a kid drinking outside a pub, that seems quite a walk away from doing some graphic design drawing.
Yeah, drawing guts and stuff. What did I do? Basically I was like, you know, I wanted to do, I did stand up very, very briefly when I got to London, and then I was like, you know what, like I just ended up running gigs, and then I put out some little like animated shorts about me finding, do you know Bernard's Watch, that thing? There was a kids TV show called Bernard's Watch like in the 90s.
Oh, I'm too old for that. That's so depressing.
I'm so sorry.
Well, you probably don't know what Round the Twist was, so whatever.
I do. That was 90s shit. Though
that was 80s, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Have you ever felt like this?
Strange things happen.
There you go. That's nice. So what is Bernard's Watch then?
So it's basically, it's a little kid. It's like a kid's TV show. And he has this amazing ability to stop time with this magic watch. Ooh. And one of the things that really annoyed me when I was younger was that he'd just use it for the lamest stuff ever. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, he wouldn't like, because if I had the watch, I'm going to be honest, I'd steal from places and like poo in the street and do that kind of stuff. Yeah, he's just crap. He'd just do stuff like he'd put a light. I remember like his, like some woman and a postman were about to kiss and he stopped time and he put like a bit of toast in between their mouths so they'd kiss
That's quite funny, Poppy.
It's
Come on.
Quite good. Isn't
Credit
it?
Where credit's due. That's pretty lols.
It's quite good. But other than that, he had nothing. He had nothing that he, do you know what I mean? It's just shit.
If you could stop time and suddenly you're walking around.
Yeah.
And everyone's just still.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, God. I'd rip people's pants down.
Well, thank you for saying that because I wanted to go there and my brain was saying, go on, say it. And I was like, no, it's 2021. It's probably inappropriate now, but I probably would do rude things, you know. Nothing too rude, but I would, I'd take some clothes off of maybe a man, you know.
I wouldn't like assault anybody. Oh no, it is assault, isn't it?
It's assault, yeah. So what we've established is, if we could, again, this podcast once again becomes evidence in a trial.
Oh God, if like your listeners that like, you know, they're not gonna know me, they're gonna be like, oh, this woman is horrible, God, like she got this Ghost in the Shell book, it's such an amazing like story and stuff of going on about the tits, because it's because I'm nervous, that's why. So I just I just look at it for the tits. It's a great story. And then
when you're nervous, you tell the truth. That's
Yeah.
People will be like, I wish you'd interviewed the golf course.
Yeah. That's what they should have done. Golf course isn't going to like mildly assault anybody once it's got some watch power.
I don't know. I don't know. Augusta National's a massive prick.
I'm Tilly Steele.
And I'm Helen Monks.
And this is Bitchin'.
I'm dyslexic.
Yeah, why do you read the Wikipedia page?
It's good to practice.
A podcast where every week we talk about a different person.
So how old was he when he first popped on the scene?
That's a great question.
If you say he was my age, I'm gonna fucking die.
And we veer wildly off track.
Pop that Prosec.
Available on all your podcast apps. That's not right. Just
can you not say in the advert?
Available on all your podcast platforms. Just search Bitchin' or Great Big Owl.
We'll see you there.
That was all right.
22nd of December 2018.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You bought yourself a couple of purchases here you had this delivered to Winchester.
Sure.
Okay. So we've got a Cooksmart Cats on Parade cotton apron. Lovely. You've got a lovely a cat apron. And also a Holy Stone Predator mini quadcopter drone. You've gone for a lovely drone and an apron. Now, I don't want to gender these things. I assume are gifts, are they, on the 22nd of December?
Yeah.
But there's definitely a boy gift and a girl gift here, isn't there?
I don't know. I can't remember what that would have been for. I'm not too sure. I think it might have been like, a lovely lady called Maureen.
Oh yeah.
And then I'm not too sure who the drone was for, but yeah. There you go. It could have been Maureen. Maybe she's she's cooking and then she's like, I'm gonna spy on that house next door.
While I'm waiting for my bake to prove. Yeah. I'm just going to have a look at the neighbour's new hot tub.
I'm just going to hover over it with my drone for a while and just get really close and then zoom off. I can't remember who the drone was for. It's probably for a lovely child or something.
Now, drones. A quick drone chat.
Yeah, drone chat. Yeah, sure.
I've got to be honest. I like the idea of them and I'm not a fan because on a few occasions now where we are, people get drones, especially around Christmas. Yeah. And you see a drone without an owner hovering over, like, I was playing football with my kids the other day in a little football cage.
Yeah.
And there's some prick with a drone right over us. They're quite invasive.
That's really invasive.
It is, isn't it?
Trapped in a football cage and then there's a little, like, robot hovering overhead. That's like...
Yeah,
what is exactly. This future we live in? Like, it's... The football cage has bothered me more than the drone.
It's just a bit of Astro with a fence around it. Don't get hung up on the football cage.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's not where I, take people who don't like sports to punish them.
Is that what you call? Is it just a cage you put your kids in? Yeah, I took them to the football cage. Yeah. And
it was just a cage. One of them smuggled in a football once, so it became known as the football cage.
And then, this person with the drone, they're probably recording some evidence here.
Yeah, when I say drone, I mean police helicopter. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Hovering overhead.
They are quite invasive. Have you had a drone experience? What are your drone vibes? What I'm saying is, Poppy, what is your opinion on drones? 5 minutes, please, over to you.
By the way, can you hear this smashing outside?
I heard a bit. Yeah, it's nice. It's colour. It's good, I like it. What's going on?
I think the house opposite is being completely gutted from top to bottom.
6 months of noise.
Yay! Drones. I saw some drones fighting, like drone fight happening. That was quite fun.
How do you know they weren't mating?
Oh, yeah, they could have been mating, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, they were entwined in the air, and I took that as a violent thing, but maybe it was beautiful, yeah.
Can they fight? Is that a game people play with them?
I think so. I think they can fight, and can't they, like, do, tricks and stuff? Maybe I'm making this up. I think that drone I bought, I thought it was going to be, like, one of those cool YouTube camera drones.
Yeah.
But then when I got it, it's just like, it doesn't have a camera or anything. So you basically launch it and then you just don't see it for like 2 hours and then it runs out of battery somewhere.
Basically, you launch it, look at it and then look on Google Earth
yeah.
on your phone and pretend that that's
wow,
what you're doing.
Wow, yeah. I've tried like putting my, you know, my my phone on it and stuff, but it's too heavy. So it's like literally that drone, yeah, I think I got it maybe as a gift to myself, but it just kept smashing into the floor. And I think it might be broken, but I'm not entirely sure. It's very boring, isn't it? But drones are exciting.
They are, but also they've got, you no longer get an airship above a cricket match anymore. I mean, this is another niche consequence of the drones, because they just pop a drone up there to get a shot of the cricket, whereas you used to get big like zeppelins over the skies at cricket matches. They don't do that anymore. I just think it's a shame, Poppy.
Well, you could shoot them down if you wanted to. You could get, you know...
Genuinely, it would cause damage because it would drop on someone's head. But if there probably is a laser, you could disarm them, couldn't you?
You could. Didn't they stop that? They stopped. What was it? An airport, didn't they?
Yeah, Gatwick.
Oh my god, because of all the drones all over it. Yeah, we're living in a weird, horrible future, aren't we?
Oh yeah. Flying, because we've got podcasts, so we're fine.
Yeah, flying spy robots. But yeah, there you go. My thoughts on drones are positive, but if one was like spying on me, I don't know. I'd try and grab it and crush it. And that's my only.
That's what I tried to do, but it was too high. I felt like that. Then we started trying to kick the football at it and we missed. And the ball went over the outside the cage. So the kids had to be let out of the cage,
which
didn't like that at all. Yeah. Yeah, can't remember taking child rearing criticism from you who sits kids outside pubs with cans of lager. Unbelievable.
Paula Lambert. Can't believe it.
It's all right. She got some pens.
She did, yeah.
And then sacked for the real gig. Patreon.com/toasterpod. July 2019. An essential oils diffuser?
Oh, yeah.
A bit of aromatherapy there?
That's nice. I've still got that now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apart from like... Okay, so you got the diffuser, right? And then I was like, right, I need some oils to go with it. And then you put all the oil, you know, you can put a bit of lemongrass in and be like, oh, this is nice. Mm. My only thing was that I forgot to clean it. So it did get to the point where it's kind of just blasting out mold and you're going like, wow, my God, I'm so relaxed. Like desperately trying to trick yourself. And it's like, I know there's poisonous spores. Filling my, like, it's nice.
It relaxes me. It takes me back to when I lived in, you know, that squat.
Yeah, it's exactly. Really nice. Really yeah, nice. Reminder of the squat. Yeah. But it is good. You just remember, guys at home, clean your diffusers. Don't let it get mold on it. You've just
That is the most North London crouch end bit of life advice.
What's happened
always,
to me?
Always clean your diffusers.
Your diffusers, you know, like...
Oh, it's good advice, Poppy. You're full of it. All right, let's crash on through now. We're coming into 2020.
Right.
You know, not too much again. You're definitely not one of our crazier Amazon shoppers.
Sure,
you know?
Yeah.
But there's some good stuff to be had here.
Yeah.
Oh, this is nice. Oh, Poppy, this is really nice.
What?
Oh, this is making me well up a bit. I don't know if you're going to let me keep this in or not.
What is it?
Oh, 27th of March 2020. The lockdown has just started then, pretty much to the day. You bought a Netflix gift card.
Oh.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
Delivered via email. It says, love you, Mum. Watch Tiger King.
You can keep that in. Poppy, that makes me seem nice.
No, it's so lovely. Love you, Mum. Watch Tiger King. XXX.
She loved it. She loved Tiger King. I don't know why she needs... Oh, I think because she was worried about... She's worried about lockdown and stuff. So I was like, oh, better like just, you know... distract her with some Tiger King. She loved it, yeah.
Well, but it just, everything about that sums up where we were at in March 2020, because it was this crazed lockdown. We all went on to Netflix.
Yeah.
It was a crazed lockdown and we all had to deal with, certainly people of our generation, had to deal with our parents who were having complete heebie-jeebie fits.
Yeah,
my mum was really stressed and worried. And it was a sort of, it was a time when being able to digitally console people, if that doesn't sound too rude,
yeah,
became something we really lent on hard. Instead of being this flim-flam internet, it became really vital, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, can you imagine? This is why I keep thinking, God, if this had happened, like, you know, 20 years ago, people yeah. would be insane. People, I'd think there'd be more murders because totally. People would just kill each other out of, like, just either being, like, shoved together with them or...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? With nobody else to like talk to. It would be horrendous if it wasn't for the internet. Internet it's true. In fact, is amazing.
It is amazing. And Tiger King is a vision of the society we would have become. We'd have all been like Tiger King
yeah.
if it wasn't for the internet.
Yeah.
So true. Oh, that's adorable. Love you, Mum. Watch Tiger King.
Oh, that's so made gorgeous. Me seem nice, isn't it? That's kind of like, yeah.
Is this redemption?
Did I just do? Maybe I just inserted that, like, do you know what I mean? The fake, like, I hacked into my.
I have no mum. He'll never know. And let's have a look then, shall we, Poppy, as we get towards the end of today's episode. Let's see what's going on in 2021.
Okay.
Which, just for your information, Poppy, that is this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Just
10
years ago, was it?
Yeah, 10 years ago. So what have we got here? A Chinese rice paper scroll for painting or calligraphy. That was 26th of January.
Yeah, sure.
Cool. Over to you, Poppy.
I don't really know why I got that. Oh, I know why I got that. But then this seems really, like, wrong. Mm-hmm. I got it for one of my patrons.
Okay.
And... like, I drew a goblin on it.
Because of the episode of Enters the Chat with the Goblins.
Yeah, I drew a goblin with, like, some, like, proper, like, ink and, like, a Japanese brush. Like,
right.
And was, like, very carefully did this, like, nude, like, middle-aged woman goblin.
Yes. Did she have, and I have to be very clear that there's some context on your episode of your podcast here, but did she have sparkly tits?
She did have sparkly tits, yeah. I put some sparkles on it.
Thank God.
There you go. This is exciting Amazon history here.
There you go.
You
bought a Chinese scroll to draw a picture of a middle-aged goblin lady with some sparkly tits.
I do have to make clear as well, I haven't bought like an antique... do you know what I mean? Bit of history and then gone, I'm going to put like goblin tits on it. Of like, it was like it's like brand new. Do you know what I mean? brand new scroll.
Yeah. And whoever's got it now is going to find it very hard to sell on.
Yes. Yeah, really hard to sell on.
And if you want more context, you must listen to Poppy's brilliant podcast. And then maybe you can explain this as well. This is fucking hell.
I don't even know what it could be.
Three pairs. Do you know what I'm getting to? This is on 25th of January, 2021. You've bought a memory stick, 32 gigabytes.
Sure.
And then three pairs of latex elf ears.
Three pairs? I've got a whole bag of them. They sent me loads.
Right.
There's about 80 of them.
Elf ears are very cheap to make, much like pig's ears, presumably.
They stank as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, again, you were distracting away here. Oh, they were smelly and they were this and they were that.
Yeah.
Why, Poppy, why?
I don't really know. I thought it might be fun to get them. But then my ears are so small. None of them fit on my ears. So it's like, I think I ended up sending them to like some patrons and I just stuck some, like, I sell some t-shirts, like podcast merch. I think I just stuck some in there.
Right.
So a few people got elf ears, but I'm saying that I've got the whole bag of them still. Like, you know, I've only used a few.
Well, if you ever got a pet goblin, they could probably chew on them.
They could. Yeah.
I don't know
Do you want any elf ears?
Yeah, I was inching towards that.
Yeah,
I was hoping you were asking me that. I mean, maybe you could sign them. That could be quite a niche bit of patron merch.
Oh, that's good,
signed elf ear.
I'll sign them. I'll send you. Can you take about 70?
Fine, mate. Fine.
They stink.
So that's 35 earless elves.
Yeah,
you're making that. Yeah, I'm happy to take a delivery.
Absolutely. There you go.
Could you smear some black bogeys on them as well?
Oh, of course. Well, yeah, all over
that
them.
That would
yeah.
be ideal. Thanks. And then as we get to, I mean, look, there's real glamour here. We've got a round step trash can. That is a along with a wall-mountable silicone toilet brush set. Oh, lovely.
I
lovely.
Needed that, yeah. I needed a new toilet brush. I didn't even have one. Oh, God.
Why? What have you been eating?
Oh, just hell. Just like, it's just black shit as well. It's from living in London. So it's just smog coming out my ass.
Smoggy poos. Yeah. Smoggy poos. I mean, you know, maybe you can update your old drawing of innards that first got you to London.
Yeah. Put load of smog. I've just moved house. So basically, with that toilet bin, didn't the brush come free with it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it's two of them. Two brushes with a bin.
Did I get two brushes? Wow.
According to this, you did. Yeah.
Wow. Or maybe
it's just one, but there's certainly a picture with two brushes. I mean, do you know what? I'm going to go into this product. You purchased it on the 31st of March, 2020. Yeah. It's a compact pedal bin.
Yeah.
It's a 3 litre.
Yes.
So,
yeah, it's quite small. Yeah.
Yeah. It comes, You're absolutely right. It comes with one bog brush.
Yeah.
It's called a popular silicone toilet brush with holder.
It was great because it's not like, what do you call it? Hard hairs. What do you call that? Bristles. Right. It's like rubbery. It's like futuristic.
Like, so it's like you're cleaning your toilet with elf ears.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I could have just, you know, stuck them on a stick, couldn't I? All the elf ears in there. So yeah. I could have constructed that and that would have been, you know, saved some money.
I love how they're trying to make these things look like there's real science. The advantage of the toilet brush, 360 degree soft and sturdy silicone bristles for deep cleaning.
It is really good. I haven't really used it because my peas are so, like, just perfect. They just go into the toilet and just go away.
Invisible poos.
Yeah, but, you know, I will do it at some point. I haven't really used it, but from what I've looked at it a lot, and it looks really cool. Like,
oh, we've got a disappointed here. Oh,
what someone said?
Amazon customer. I'm a little bit disappointed as I didn't read the reviews before purchasing it. I am happy with the bin. It is lovely and easy to use. Oh. But I don't like the toilet brush as I was trying to fit the bottom part because of the gap in between, and it definitely leaks when you leave a brush a bit wet. Well, that. Everywhere. And water comes out from it. I don't see the logic in it. Why would you leave a gap at the base of the toilet brush anyway? So I won't be using it. I will order a different one.
I feel really sad for that person.
I feel sad for our podcast because it's ended on such a sad note.
That is really sad, yeah. Oh, I can't believe it. Fuck. Should I just chuck mine away?
Yeah, I'd say flush it down the toilet because you'll clean it on the way down.
Just jam it down there, yeah. Yeah, fuck that.
Look, last thing. Come on, we've got to leave this on a positive note. It was delivered Monday.
Yeah.
Absolutely lovely. Japanese hot spring bath powders. Japanese hot spring bath powders. That is just perfect. Is this so you can, I don't know, become Motoko, maybe?
Well, I think she's a cyborg, so I don't know if she can go in water because she might malfunction. But
rust.
I do like, when I love Japan and I love their hot springs called onsens, and I was like, I need to relax, so yeah, I bought these powders, and they're very good if anyone wants a relaxing soak in some murky water and a kind of, like, you know, what do you call it, chemically smell. Pour these. They're actually good. They're very nice. There you go.
Yeah, and you can get the diffuser on as well, the mouldy diffuser.
Yeah.
If you get the chemical smell of a sort of 90s swimming pool.
Yeah.
And then the mould coming out the diffuser, you can really recreate a disappointing childhood.
Yeah, I could, yeah. Yeah, stick my little elf ears on, get my Kindle, yeah?
Yes! Not you're ever going to find your Kindle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's great. I feel I'm delighted that we can leave you in the bath. I mean, these were delivered on Monday and you've already had a bath with the powders, haven't you?
Yeah,
so this is a pretty hot review, literally.
I love them. They're great. Yeah. Was it yesterday, I think, I had the...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Okay. How long did you stay in the bath for? What's your bath time?
I just did a pure hot tap bath. So
what?
I didn't put any cold water in. Yeah.
And then just jumped in the boiler.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with me. So I got in it, and then this usually happens as well. I'm like, I know this is like skin melting temperature, but you know, this is what I want it like. Because even if I put a little bit of cold in, I always go, oh no, actually, I'll put some more scalding water in. Yes. But yeah, I basically stay in until I start having heart palpitations, and then I quickly get out and regret what I've done.
Right, fine. So like three minutes.
Yeah, like three minutes. Then the heart palpitations start, and I start feeling very ill, and then I get out. Yeah.
You're like a human tea bag.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. Perfect. All right, well, listen, Poppy Husted, thank you very much indeed for revealing. I mean, so much. We've even found out how you bathe, which is really beyond the pale.
I know.
Lord. the depth this podcast goes to. Thanks for coming on Mind Bought a Toaster, and enters the chat. When is that coming back? Is there more on the way?
Yes, I'm beginning to make series 4, and it will be back very soon. Yeah, follow me on Twitter if you want.
Yes, what's your Twitter bits, please?
It's at Poppy Hillstead. There you go.
Original. I like it.
Yeah.
Does everything you need it to. Brilliant. Yeah. Perfect. Poppy, that was such a pleasure. What a pleasure. I've never met you before. What a pleasure to kind of meet you via the podcast. Yeah. You're ace.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much. Really nice to meet you as well. Is this still the podcast?
I don't know. Now? I was wondering, are we still...
I've had a really good time.
Poppy Hillstead has left today's episode of My Mate Bought a Toaster. Do check out her podcast, though. She's fantastic. I think she's totally ace. And thank you very much for listening. And I can now tell you, as I promised I would at the beginning of the episode, who I have today recorded an episode with. And that man is Adam Buxton. Hooray! Adam Buxton has let me rifle through his Amazon purchase history. And let me tell you, it's quite the listen. That episode is on the way in a couple of weeks' time. Next week, Les Dennis. Get in. That, by the way, will be on Patreon within 24 hours. It's the same always. I love the good of baby, and I want you for the rest of my day.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hello, it's Mr. P here.
And the other Mr. P.
And we are the hosts of Two Mr. P's in a Podcast.
The educational podcast where you don't actually learn a thing.
No, instead we explore the weird, wonderful and downright hilarious things that happen in school from people actually doing the job. We reminisce on our own time at school, funny things we experience each day. And of course, we share your hilarious stories from the chalk face. So if you work in a school or just want a nostalgic trip down memory lane, sit up straight, fingers on lips, and get ready for the lesson.